Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fourth week in Advent, Thursday. Our scripture reading comes from Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or, what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Our scripture lesson comes from John 1:23, as said from the prophet Isaiah, "Make straight the way of the Lord." The special office of John was to make straight the way of the Lord, to humble the whole world, and to tell it that all men in general are sinners, lost, damned, poor, needy, and wretched, and that no life, no work, no estate is so holy, beautiful, or credible that it does not deserve damnation. The only way in which this wretched condition can be changed is by Christ the Lord's indwelling, activity, and life, and where he becomes everything and is everything through faith. Men must be brought to realize that they need Christ and his grace, and they must partake of this grace with all eagerness. Where preachers proclaim that the whole of our works in life are nothing, you have the true voice of John crying in the wilderness and the pure, unalloyed truth of Christian doctrine. This is what Paul means when he says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God in Romans 3:23. This is what it really means to him, and to prune out and bring to naught all presumptions. This is what it means truly to make straight the way of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you have assured us that it is your will that all men should repent and accept your salvation in Christ. Humble us at all times in true repentance, and thus prepare us for your salvation in Christ our Savior. Amen. Merry Christmas from Luther for the Busy Man. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere. Grounded in God's Word.